says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Hey, folks, welcome to the show. You're tuned into the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show here on August. You can almost hear me turning my head. 9th, looking at my weather station, August 9th, 2023. And what kind of a moon is it? I think it's a half moon, I don't know. But here up here in North Dakota, beautiful weather, beautiful fall weather. And I was just out bicycling with my boy down by the river and ready to go here with our Trump Phenomenon show for this fine Wednesday. Eric Bolling of Newsmax did an interview with Donald Trump today at his Bedminster residence and golf club. And some interesting things came out of that. One tidbit is that Donald Trump has made up his mind about whether he will appear at the August 23rd Republican debate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He said, I've made up my mind, and I'm not telling you what my decision is. So how do you read that? Is he going to show up at that, or is he going to leave them hanging? I have no idea what. I have no idea. I love the mystery of it, though. That's great. Great showmanship. Great build. August 23rd. That's only, 2 weeks away. And it's going to be such a Donald Trump is the whole show. So if he doesn't appear, then the debate will be, I'll watch it, because it's going to be a real laugher, a real side slapper. And I just can't wait to see the pompous Mike Pence and the sanctimonious Ron Disaster and the bloviating Chris Christie and it's like a freak show, like a carnival sideshow, and the only guy that makes any sense is Vivek Ramaswamy, and he's a nice a bit of fresh air when he gets to say something. So, and we'll see. We'll see if Trump, on the other hand, is there. it'll be wild. I don't know who the MC is. It might be one of the Fox hosts. But in any event. So that came out tonight. He also said tonight in his interview with Newsmax, he said that he called Bill Barr, let's see, what's the word here? He's a coward and a slob. And of course, both of those are, there is no hyperbole. In, he is a coward, he is a slob. Perfect, Mr. President. Another thing that came up. He said, I will not agree to the stupid Republican National Committee, he didn't call it stupid, but I'm sure he thinks it's stupid, probably cooked up by Romney McDaniel, the Republican National Committee chairwoman, who is a, she's a rhino. She's like her uncle, Mitt. I thought she was different. I was wrong. I think she probably came up with the, you must sign a pledge that you will support whoever, whomever gets the nomination. Donald Trump said, no, I will not. Now, that might be a hint if Rona Romney McDaniel continues to make that a condition of appearing in the debate. That would exclude Donald Trump, would it not? I think who has signed the pledge? Not many. But of course, you can't sign something like that. If you could end up with Mike Pence as a nominee, and you have to pledge that you'll bite your lip and support the guy. I mean, come on, you can't. That's ridiculous. So that all those things came up. All right, let's go over to let's go to the president on Truth Social. Where are you? There he is. There he is. He's right there. All right, and let's go to his most recent post. Here's one he put up today. Let me read it. It says, President Trump announced weekend plans to visit the Iowa State Fair. He is set to arrive at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on Saturday, August 12th. So that's this upcoming Saturday, the Iowa State Fair, which will be, I don't know yet where it is, Des Moines. 1 p.m. Central Time at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. So that'll be a really good time. Coming up this Saturday. President Trump's popularity in Iowa has not wavered. He won the state in both the 2016 and 2020 elections. Of course, he'll win it again. All right. Here's a nice story at the Right Side Broadcasting Network. I mean, this is becoming such a laugher, except it's not funny. Hunter Biden's former business partner visited the Obama White House at least 36 times. That's a lot of visits, folks. Hunter Biden's former friend and longtime business partner, who reportedly managed his financial affairs, is confirmed to have visited the Obama White House at least 36 times between 2009 and 2016. And who is this business partner? Eric Schwerin. He's also noted to have visited Biden's personal residence. I don't know if that's Joe or Hunter, or maybe they live together. At least 15 times, and was involved with transferring Joe Biden's Senate papers to the University of Delaware in 2010. And he was appointed by the Obama administration twice in 2015 and again in 2017 to the Commission for the Preservation of America's Heritage Abroad. I guess America's heritage abroad includes a lot of loose cash. Furthermore, Fox News reported Kathleen Buhl, B-U-H-L-E, the ex-wife of Hunter Biden, released in her memoir last year her account of Schwerin's involvement within their personal life, stating that he managed, quote, quote, almost every aspect, unquote, of their finances. Okay, that's pretty pretty all-encompassing statement. And the news today is that the James Comer and Jim Jordan committees have come up with more than $20 million in verified receipts of money transferred to the Biden crime family. Just pure grift. $20 million, at least, while he's vice president. All right. Here's what she said in her memoir. She said, I settled on a seat in the corner of the room with Eric, Hunter's business partner. That's Eric Schwerin. By now, Eric managed almost every aspect of our financial life. So our relationship was an odd one, born of mutual need, perhaps, but I trusted him. Now we sat on the fringe of the cocktail party, staring at the scene as if it were a movie. Who are these people? I asked him. You know, what we would ask is, what drugs are you on, Mrs. Hunter, Mrs. Biden? Who are these people? I asked him. And why is everyone here so good looking? Well, probably because you're so stoned. It is possible, the article continues, that Schwerin might have visited the White House more than the reported 36 times if his meetings fell under the voluntary disclosure policy exception of, quote, purely personal guests, unquote. So this guy was, this was a revolving door there for the bag man, for the Biden crime family. All righty, back to the here's a new one, new headline here. These things are coming up all over. So you here's a new one. The president reports today. Michigan State Police report reveals new insight into 2020 election fraud. A Michigan State Police report reveals that a task force investigation from local police was notified regarding a noticeable amount of voting irregularities in voter registration applications received both in person and by mail. Thousands of fake registration, bags of prepaid gift cards, guns with silencers, burner phones, the outlet reported that a month before the 2020 general election in Muskegon, Michigan, City Clerk Ann Meisch noticed a female who allegedly dropped off thousands of completed voter registration applications shortly after the Muskegon Police Department was contacted and asked to investigate. They noticed irregularities in voter registration received both in person and by mail. I dare say. The Muskegon city clerk became suspicious when the female, whose name is redacted in the police report, but then later is unredacted, hand-delivered thousands of voter registrations to her office, many of them in the same handwriting. The city clerk, Meisch, estimated that the alleged suspected female brought in an additional 2,500 forms, a quantity of them she believed were highly suspicious and possibly fraudulent due to erroneous phone numbers and multiple unmatching signatures. In other words, complete, utter fraud. Just bare-ass, naked fraud. By the thousands. And this, you know, go Mike Pence. You blowhard. You fraud. The amount of voter fraud, election fraud, in this stolen election of 2020 is mind-boggling. It's in the millions. It's in the truckloads. It's not, Joe Blow submitted a fraudulent register. No, truckloads, mailbags full, thousands upon tens of thousands, millions. Michigan police find tens of thousands of fake voter registration. How did the guns with silencers get into this? They must have been paying people for delivering this stuff. You want to? What do you want? What do you want? They say to their operatives, "Well, they are criminals, aren't they? So, what? A nice thing a criminal might wish for Santa Claus to bring him or her would be a gun with a silencer. It's always handy for a criminal." Meisch investigated further and found that phone numbers on multiple forms were erroneous and signatures on multiple forms didn't appear to match signatures on file with the Department of Secretary of State. And on and on and on. I mean, it's so obvious. It's so blatant. And, of course, no consequences at all. Here's one. This is a story where the president condemns the January 6th committee. You're not going to believe this one when you hear this. The Subcommittee on Oversight of the Committee on House Administration revealed that the January 6th committee did not keep records or release data connected to security breaches. Chairman of the subcommittee, Representative Barry Loudermilk, Republican of Georgia, stated nothing was indexed. There was no table of contents index. Usually, when you conduct this level of investigation, you use a database system and everything is digitized and indexed. We got nothing like that. So when the Republicans took over in the House, what did they get from the Democrats running their January 6th? They got nothing. Republican wrote to the Democrat, Benny Thompson, Democrat of Mississippi, to gain the necessary information. But Thompson wrote, "The Select Committee was not obligated," this is quoting him, "to archive all video recordings of transcribed interviews or depositions." Translated into the treasurer of the Sierra Madre speak, records? I don't got to show you no stinking records. We don't got no stinking records. We'll be right back.
The good times ain't over for good.
attention, freedom-loving patriots. Are you ready to dive deep into the principles that founded our great nation? Join me, Peter Serafin, and the Institute on the Constitution as we light the way to a brighter future with the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. At liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom, you'll find a treasure trove of online courses on the U.S. Constitution, carefully crafted to empower you with knowledge to defend your rights and liberty. Whether you're a student, a history enthusiast, or just a concerned citizen, these courses are for you. Gain a comprehensive understanding of our Constitution's principles, the wisdom of our founding fathers, and how to apply them in today's world. As a special offer to our freedom-loving listeners of Republic Broadcasting Network, use coupon code RBN at checkout and get 20% discount on any course. Join the Liberty Lighthouse Classroom and be a part of the movement to uphold the values that have made our nation exceptional. Unleash the power of knowledge and protect what truly matters, our Constitution. Visit liberty-lighthouse.com/classroom today. Don't miss this incredible opportunity. Use code RBN for 20% off. Together, we'll be the beacon of freedom our founding generation envisioned. Liberty Lighthouse Classroom. Illuminating minds, empowering patriots.
Did you know the IRS publicly admits that income tax is collected by voluntary compliance? Get the information you need to help you avoid income tax with these five easy steps. All you have to do is go to avoidincometax.com to get your five easy steps on how to avoid the IRS income tax. Escape the IRS. Let avoidincometax.com help you. We guarantee our five easy steps or your money back. Go to avoidincometax.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names. Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me,
"We're back, folks."
And I'm looking at Donald Trump's posting on TruthSocial.com, and here's a graph that he puts up that is most enlightening. It really does tell the big story. I know we've given lots of snapshot polls of what was going on a particular day, but this is a 7-month view of all of the polling of all of the candidates. And it is very clear. It starts in January of 2023 and goes out to August. And what just jumps right off the page at you is that in January, Ron DeSanctimonious was actually not that far behind Donald Trump, according to these polls. We'll compare apples with apples and just assume the polls then were as corrupt as they are now. But however corrupt they may have been, they were showing DeSanctimonious at about 38% preference by Republican voters. They were showing Donald Trump at about 44%. They were close to each other. At one point, it got even closer. At one point in January, DeSanctimonious got above 40%, and Trump dropped to something like 42%. They almost touched. That happened again in the middle of February, where they all their graph lines almost touched to sanctimonious at about 40%, and Trump at maybe 42%. So you can see at that moment, the billionaire rhinos could be all excited and losing sleep at night in their excitement, because their boy was challenging Trump. It's working. It's working. Let's keep pumping in the hundreds of millions, the billions of dollars. We've got him on the run now. But then something happened on the way to the forum. Something happened. Something bad for DeSantis and good for Trump. Trump started climbing sharply in March. DeSantis dropping sharply in March. And then it didn't stop. DeSantis just keeps dropping like a rock. Trump keeps climbing, soaring like an eagle. To the point now, and it's just a continuous graph where they go from that point in January of this year, where they were very close to each other, and now Trump is way above 50% of all Republicans support him, and when running against everybody. So remember, that's a group of like 10 candidates. He's way above 50%. DeSanctimonious is down below 20. He's in the teens. He's nowhere. And then all the others grouped together are just like, you know, you see those snail tracks on the sidewalk where the snail in the morning, you come out, and if you live in a place full of snails, there's snail tracks all over the sidewalk. All the other candidates look like snail tracks down on the sidewalk. They don't get up above the level of the sidewalk. They're all down there in single digits, and nobody makes any move. There's no breakout at all. Nothing going on down there for the whole 7-month period. DeSanctimonious is the only opposition to Trump, and that opposition over the 7-month period has tanked. It's very dramatic. All right, let's go back to the president's page, and let's see what he's got. The president writes this 7 hours ago. I just found out that crooked Joe Biden's Department of Justice secretly attacked my Twitter account, making it a point not to let me know about this major hit on my civil rights. My political opponent is going crazy trying to infringe on my campaign for president. Nothing like this has ever happened before. Does the First Amendment still exist? Did deranged Jack Smith tell the unselects to destroy and delete all evidence? These are dark days in America. And really it is. You know, the charges against Trump now, I heard Charlie Kirk say, the charges against the president now total 600 years in jail for the 77-year-old giant of American history. 600 years. I think there's a death sentence in there somewhere, too, as if it would matter. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news. Real talk. Real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Standing 6'4", weighing 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be a bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show. Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman in a line of work that don't take no diploma. I ain't got much to lose, but got a lot to gain. Well, some might call me a good time fella. I ain't black and I ain't a yellow. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
Hey, here we are, folks. Doing our thing, and oh my goodness, here the January 6th committee, and you know who's on that committee? Liz Cheney, and the other Republican is, what's his name? It'll come to me in a moment. This guy that looks like a complete mama's boy. Look at these horrible people, Shifty Schiff. Jamie Raskin, what a group of losers. And of course, remember Nancy Pelosi, completely without precedent, excluded the Republicans selected by the Republicans to be on the committee. I think they were selected Jim Jordan and maybe Matt Gaetz, but two of the top Republicans. She disallowed them with no precedent or legal basis. And then she herself appointed Liz Cheney And, oh, here's his name, Adam Kinzinger. Adam Kinzinger. Wow. And now, here's the latest thing. The president mentions this. Here, let me come up to it. They deleted everything. Let's read the way the president writes it. He writes it better than anybody. Let's go to the president's description of what they just did. He says, let me scroll down to it. Trump condemns January 6th committee. There's that. But let's find the actual phrases that he uses. Let's get down here. He has a way with words that I can't imitate. Okay, we're getting closer. We're going past the General Keith Kellogg calling Mike Pence a panty waist pussy in his refusal to support him. Oh, and here's that classic picture of Mike Pence where he's got a fly landed in his hair. I don't know if you remember this. A fly landed on his hair, and it just stayed there. It was a classical moment. General Kellogg repudiates Mike Pence. And then the president writes this today. The January 6th Unselect Committee, remember that's Adam Kinzinger and Liz Cheney, extinguished and destroyed all evidence in quotes, and records. And then he writes one word with an exclamation mark, criminals. They are criminals. He says, the entire world is laughing at us. He says, go a little lower. They have, okay, here it is. This is the one I was looking for. The January 6th Unselect Committee got rid of everything. Discarded, deleted, thrown out. A flagrant violation of the law. They had so much to hide. And now that I have subpoena power, where does the president get subpoena power? By indicting him, he thereby, because we still have little shreds of our Constitution left intact, if you're indicted, you can subpoena your prosecution. You can subpoena their records. You can demand any exculpatory evidence that they may possess. And it must be provided to you, or it's supposed to be. It isn't anymore, is it? But he says, now that I have subpoena power, they didn't want to get caught. They knew exactly what they were doing. An egregious criminal act and blatant disregard of the law. Can you imagine if I would have done such a thing? And of course, you wouldn't hear the end of it. So what do you have to say for yourself, Liz Cheney? How about you, crying Adam Kinzinger? Remember him on TV crying like a little baby? And the president offers all kinds of proof of the new proof is coming up every day of the rigged election. Let's go down here more. Here's a picture of the, he just appeared this weekend in New Hampshire. And here's a picture of that appearance, and it is packed. And every guy has a, and most of the women have MAGA hats on. Not every lady wants to wear a baseball cap to mess up her glorious hair. And, oh, hey, we got a caller. Let me go over to my chat board here. I get mesmerized by the president's posting every day. I can't tear my eyes off of it. Here's James in, hey, us James has got to stick together in Charlotte, North Carolina. James, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir. How have you been doing? It's been many moons since I've talked with you. I guess I'm, well, I don't know if I'm as angry as you, but I'm pretty darn angry about this whole thing, this unlawful, rogue January 6th committee.
Well, here's the way Charlie Kirk...
Destroying evidence. Huh?
Yeah, here's what Charlie Kirk says. The American Republic, this is it. We're about to be... Charlie Kirk says maybe it's already too late. Maybe they've already sealed the deal and closed the door. And he says it started on, I forget the date, but it was the date, remember that date, 15 days to slow the spread. 15 days to slow the spread. That was the day that they shut things down. And that was the excuse they used to now engage in unbridled voter fraud, printing ballots, putting bogus boxes everywhere, extending voting time, putting voting time before the day of election, after the day of election, and... So that 15 days to slow the spread. So Fauci, the COVID-19 fraud, that was the hammer blow that was applied to Donald Trump, to our election, to our economy. And now here's something that Charlie Kirk said today. Very, very good interview. I think he was interviewing Mike Davis. I'm not sure. But Charlie Kirk made the point. Maybe we have, as the American people, like you, James, and myself, maybe we have been so beaten since that 15 days to slow the spread. We've been beaten down by vaccine, beaten down by business closures, beaten down by voter fraud, beaten down by World War III war drums. And now, here's what Kirk, the thought he was entertaining. Maybe we're worn out. Not maybe, we are. We're worn out. We're wiped out. And what the left is doing is, in their Bolshevik takeover, they're beating us up emotionally, destroying our energy so that we don't have it in us to resist. They're pounding the fight out of us just by stretching it out. And so Charlie Kirk said, what I think I'm seeing, you know, people just, they've had it. And, but the left isn't, you know, they're on their toes. They're up all night. They're raring to go. It's party time for the left. So that's one thing that Charlie Kirk, and you'll hear that in the voice of Mark Levin, the great ones, like Mark Levin, Charlie Kirk, Steve Bannon, Donald Trump himself. All of them will say, we're going to make America great again. We're going to take back our country. We are going to do it. We are going to save America. But in the background, you hear as a backdrop in their voice, maybe it's over. Maybe we're screwed, tattooed, and blued. Maybe it's over. Maybe we're not going to make America great again. Maybe we're not going to take back our country. And so all of these great minds, you can hear that they're thinking about that, including even Donald Trump. They dasn't say that. You don't say that as the commander, as General Patton. You don't tell your troops, hey, half you guys are going to die on the beach. No, you don't say that, even if it might be true. And you got to say, we're gonna kick their butts, and you're all going home to mom. So anyway.
James.
So what, James, how are you feeling? You asked, that was your first question. You asked me how you doing. Well, I'm doing pretty poorly, James.
Well, let me ask you something before you get started on something else, because I think you'll get wound up and maybe use up all my time. I just have to get something off my chest.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, I don't know who to be more angry at, the Democrats and the rhinos on the January 6th committee that destroy evidence, or the House Oversight Committee. They've been in power since January. It's now August. They've been in the majority for 8 months now.
Yes.
They could have, the day they came into office, they could have called, subpoenaed witnesses. For instance, all of these Capitol City police officers who opened the doors and tour-guided these protesters through the Capitol. Now, it's
yes.
for damn sure that they did not do that on their own initiative. They had orders. Now, they
yes.
know who they are. They know who they are. They could have summoned, they could have subpoenaed those officers to testify. They could have subpoenaed, they know of at least eight, besides Ray Epps, they know of at least eight operatives, FBI operatives. They know their names. They know their address. They could have subpoenaed them. They've done nothing but sit on their damn hands for 8 months now. They could
right.
have blown this whole January 6th mythology, this whole bullcrap story that the Democrats had made, they could have blown that completely out of the water within a few weeks of testifying.
Yes, James, you are so right. Yeah, you are so right. And what they should have done is they should have gone into permanent session. They should have met 7 days a week. They should have had sleeping bags for the committee members. And anybody that wants to go home or doesn't have what it takes, just to let them go home. They should have kept their committee running day in, day out. Keep the cameras running. Put it on national television. You're right. And they could have subpoenaed everybody. For instance, where is the tower commander? The guy with the bullhorn who was telling everybody, go in, go in. They need help in there. Go in. He was an FBI operative. He was at the top of that scaffolding.
I guarantee you they know him. They've got their names.
They've got clear pictures of this guy. Clear picture. They got him pulling fence down. They've got him standing next to Ray Epps. They've got him up on the tower for an hour yelling in a big blue horn, big blue bullhorn that matches all the bullhorns that all the FBI guys had there. They all had the same bullhorn. And, you know, the same haircuts. And you're right. They should have been in session all the time. So, yeah, who to be more mad at? The commies and the rhinos or the gutless Republicans, those that are not rhinos? And, you know, this goes back to something that Donald Trump said back in Warsaw. I think July of 2017 to 2021, right after he got, excuse me, 2017 after he got elected, he said the question is, do we have the will to save Western civilization? Do we have the will to defend Western civilization? And what you're coming up with, James, and what I'm turning over the idea in my head, maybe we don't. Maybe we do not have the will to defend Western civilization. And ultimately, that will be the blame for the loss of Western civilization. And if Western civilization is lost, it ain't coming back. That's a once in a history of a, you know, history of the world event, Western civilization. It ain't coming back. Let's take a break. I think I hear a break coming. Do I?
Okay.
Well, not yet. I don't hear
good,
a break coming.
Good talking with you.
Okay, James, and I'm glad you got a word in edgewise. Anything else you wanted to say?
No. I think I've...
You're right on the money. You're right on the money. Because the only thing, see, Mitch McConnell and, you know, Governor Kemp, they kicked away.
That clown. God.
Yeah, they kicked away Republican control of the Senate. Then they were left hanging by the all they had left was the House. But that was a lot. There was a lot they could have done. There's still a lot they can do. But you're right. They've been in power for 8 months, and they've done very little. And they could have really educated the public, really exposed what actually happened. What really happened? That's that catchphrase of help me out, producer. He's in who? Yeah, Mike Rivero's catchphrase. What really happened? What they could have exposed what really happened, and they have failed. They have failed to do that. Just a few people like Matt Gaetz, who really have the energy and really are willing to, you know, swing for the fences, but very small. And Donald Trump himself. So if he lives. This is another bleak, you know, I don't want to go into the bleak night, but this has to be also part of the equation is Donald Trump, he's willing to die. And are the communists, have Bolsheviks throughout history proven a willingness to kill their opponents? Here's my answer to that. Yes, they have been very willing to kill their opponents. Throw bombs into the Tsar's carriage, shoot people, poison people, blow up buildings, the weather underground, you know, and they've been willing to do. Michelle Obama was part of was associated with the Weather Underground. What was the name of that couple? It was there were mentors of Michelle Obama. The communists are willing to kill. So. Donald Trump is willing to put his life on the line. But this is a sad thing that, you know, all of us, are we hanging by our fingernails. We got to keep Donald Trump alive. We got to somehow prevent this theft of the election. But Donald Trump is ready to clean house. He is ready to go to war. James in Vancouver, please come into the conversation.
Yeah, good evening. Because we're under a form of martial law here, referring to the last caller. That's what's going on. So
yes.
That all these committees, they're just for show. They're not for go, right? And,
yeah.
You know, you got, what's his name, Rand Paul. He's gonna indict Fauci. No, he's not. Fauci
yeah.
works for the Department of Defense. See?
Yeah, there's a lot of talk.
You got the military. Sorry?
Yeah, lots of this is what's happening. There's an asymmetry. This is asymmetrical warfare. On the one hand,
well,
you have Democrats.
Remember Vietnam? Remember the Vietnam War?
Yes.
There was a limit to what they could put up with in terms of protest, and a lot of people protested, but the government handled it because the war was their baby at the time, right? Now they're planning another deal, shenanigan that, you know, we don't know about. See, back to you.
Well, here's the asymmetrical warfare, which the Bolsheviks specialize in. They're in like the Chinese, who are in. What's that term for unlimited warfare that they have? Unrestricted warfare.
It's unrestricted, sure.
Unrestricted warfare. The Chinese, the communists, the Bolsheviks, they believe in using every possible. They're like a martial arts school where the only rule is there are no rules.
Right.
And so kick to the nuts, perfectly fine. Eye gouging, perfectly fine.
In China, I couldn't make this phone call. In China, we couldn't have this conversation on a radio station. So we got something. You see what I'm saying? We got a basis for something.
Yeah, we've got something. Yeah, we've got something.
Right.
But it feels pretty thin, James. It feels as if maybe a year from today, you and I won't be having this conversation on the air. And it could go away.
Maybe I'll drive down and see you a year from now. You know what I mean, right? I might cross the line and stay in the U.S. forever, right?
Yeah. But this is a very, very hairy situation. But the Republicans, they are, you know, with the exception of courageous people like the people in this audience, they are unwilling to do anything that involves actually going after the enemy. They are unwilling.
Yeah, because they'll get rounded up.
It's a lack of will. It's a lack of courage.
And fear.
Indict them. But it's worse than that. It's just kind of a good word was used. I forget who it was, but he used the word chicken shit. And he described the Republicans as chicken shit, and that's exactly what they are. It's not they're not reasonably afraid of something that might happen to them. They're just chicken shit, and they will not. They'll go down. Their families will be enslaved. Their cities will be ruined. Their towns will be ruined. Yeah, but they don't have the. They don't have the will, the will to survive, the will to defend themselves. You know, everybody has heard or seen people like that who, you know, like they're getting punched out or they're getting kicked or pushed or shoved.
I know.
And they don't resist. They just cry and whine. And that's what, unfortunately, that's what our civilization, our ancestors, Andrew Jackson and David Crockett. You know, David Crockett wouldn't recognize the people of America today.
Andrew Jackson was Hungarian. Just joking.
Oh, okay. we were made of sterner stuff.
That's right.
Our women and our men were much, much tougher. And what happened to us? Somehow we turned into flabby lookalikes to Bill Barr and Krispy Kreme Christie.
Yeah, that guy, the cream puff.
Yeah.
A cream puff. 350 pounds. Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Well, come on. You got to go higher than that. All righty.
375.
Let's take a break.
It's the end of the show.
And let's take a break until tomorrow. How about that, folks?
Oh yeah, okay. We'll catch you tomorrow, man.
All right. James, I'll see you in the show tomorrow. So long, folks.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.